From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. 2 days before the nation's first presidential primary, every poll is showing John Kerry in the lead for what the polls are worth. In just a few days, the Massachusetts senator has gone from an also-ran to a front-runner. But some candidates would be happy with second in New Hampshire or even third. We'll start our coverage with NPR's Robert Smith.
A few weeks ago, when former Vermont Governor Howard Dean was leading here, the search was on in the Democratic Party for the anti-Dean. But with the rise of John Kerry in the polls, the other candidates are hoping to position themselves as the un-Kerry. At a junior high school in Nashua, John Edwards railed against Washington, D.C. insiders, even though he serves as a United States Senator.
Do you believe we need real change in America and real change in Washington? Do you? Now the next question. Do you believe that somebody who's been in politics most of their lives or have been in Washington for decades is going to bring about that change?
No!
Well, the truth is, if you do, you have other choices. That's not me.
Before his strong finish in Iowa, Edwards had trouble finding enough voters in New Hampshire to fill his events. Now they're having trouble finding spaces big enough to fit everyone in. This afternoon he had to give 2 speeches at the same school, one to the gym and one to overflow crowds in the auditorium. It was a day in New Hampshire for trying to turn perceived weaknesses into supposed strengths. As Senator Edwards was making the most of his inexperience in Washington, former General Wesley Clark was responding to questions about his campaign. In the last few days, he's had vague answers about his stand on abortion and on the decision of one of his supporters, filmmaker Michael Moore, to call President Bush a deserter. On NBC's Meet the Press, Clark was once again put on the defensive about his party loyalty and his votes for Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan.
I think Americans are looking for someone with a broad and diverse background. I know there are people that would like to drum people out of the Democratic Party, but I want to bring people to this party. I think I'm the only candidate who can do it. We can reach out and bring in independents. We can bring in moderate Republicans. Listen, we'll even bring in people who voted for Reagan and even Richard Nixon, and we're not even going to ask them to repent.
But Clark's party credentials didn't affect turnout to his events today. Fire codes kept some supporters standing outside an event at a college in Henniker, New Hampshire. At a Howard Dean event, even the overflow room couldn't fit everyone, as crowds turned out to see not just the former governor, but his wife, Dr. Judy Dean, who was appearing at a campaign event for the first time in New Hampshire.
Whether it's our careers, raising our children, or being there for the ones we love, we all struggle and juggle to do it all. And I'm here to tell you that Howard gets it.
Dean campaign staffers said that their candidate has stopped dropping in the polls and is poised for a comeback. Howard Dean made it clear, though, that he knew it was going to be close.
It's not going to be good enough just to go to the polls and vote. You got to fill your car with your friends.
Howard Dean had said that he wasn't going to use his wife in his campaign, but people had responded positively to a joint interview with the two of them after the debate on ABC. Teresa Gladstone from Concord was glad to see Mrs. Dean finally appearing beside her husband.
When they did the interview with Diane Sawyer, they were so typical American, and I really admire that. They're the kind of people that can walk into anybody's living room and make them feel at home.
And just in case some voters didn't see the interview, the Dean campaign has started to distribute 50,000 free copies. As the rest of the candidates were speaking to voters, Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman was trying to rally his own campaign workers, encouraging them not to give up hope in a campaign that has for months languished in single digits.
CNN's overnight tracking now shows me and you in third place and rising.
That said, no candidate has ever placed lower than second in the New Hampshire primary and then gone on to win the nomination. Robert Smith, NPR News, Manchester.